Imagine this. You're walking past a bus shelter, half listening to a podcast, and a poster stops you mid-step. Not because it screams the loudest, but because it looks like it was made just for you. A color, a shape, a tiny illustration that somehow answers a question you didn't know you had. That moment of honest human attention is what we chase as designers. Today, I want to show you a fast, street-tested method to find that moment, to validate visuals in the real world fast and cheap, so you stop guessing and start designing for real results. A quick story. A year ago, our studio had two logo directions for a local coffee brand. One was clever, the other was simpler. Instead of a week of back and forth, we printed both on postcards and handed them out outside a morning market for 90 minutes. The simpler design got more where-do-I-buy-this glances and two spontaneous photo shares. We pivoted, launched, and the client reported faster menu recognition that month. That tiny field test saved weeks and a major redesign down the road. That's the promise of today's episode. Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors, to the Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling, with my co-host, Wendy. In this episode, we'll cover three practical moves you can use this week. 1. Why in-person validation beats guessing. 2. How to build and run a 2-hour test kit. And 3. A step-by-step field walkthrough with two short imagination breaks you can do right now. Stick around. Your imagination's about to get an upgrade.
Quick roadmap reminder. Foundation, tools, real-world application. We'll close with clear takeaways and two subtle ways to get templates and help from mgwudstudios.com. Ready? Let's dive.
Section 1. Foundation. Why test in person? Because visuals live in context. A logo that looks great on screen can disappear on a crowded shelf. Guessing assumes your mental model matches your audience's behavior. Field testing replaces that assumption with observation. Think of it as rapid reality checking, low cost, directional data, immediate learnings. Start with decision rules. 3 quick ones. 1. Define a single metric, glance rate, photo rate, or ask rate. Keep it simple. 2. Test with at least 3 different times or places to reduce sampling bias. 3. Treat results as directional, not gospel. These rules keep you fast and defensible when a client asks, why this one? Studio example A, a packaging mock for a snack brand. We tested color blocks taped to plain boxes at a farmer's stand. People reaching for the shelf were more likely to touch the box with high contrast art by a ratio of roughly 2-1. That one touch metric told us to double down on contrast in production. Studio example B, a logo for a community co-op. We printed 2 window clings and placed them on opposite ends of a co-working space for a morning. The one with a friendly human mark earned more lingering looks and 2 spontaneous compliments. Those were quick, cheap signals that saved budget and informed the final brief. Section 2. Deep dive and tools. Build a 2-hour test kit. Here's what I put in mind. 20 printed variations on matte paper, 100 small stickers for interaction cues, masking tape and a clipboard, a cheap phone tripod for consistent placement, a simple tally sheet, and a 1-sentence consent script if you plan to ask questions. Also bring a Sharpie and sticky notes to capture context. Location selection matters. High signal spots include farmers markets, co-working lounges, university quads at midday, and commuter hubs during peak. Look for places where people have a second to look, not full-motion passersby. If you're testing a campaign meant for social shares, test where people take photos, vibrant murals, coffee shop seating areas, or any place with natural phone angles.
Ethical note, observation is fine, but avoid recording audio or video without explicit consent. Use aggregated, non-identifying metrics like glances, touches, and offers to keep things respectful.
Scripts you can use if you do ask a quick question. Try something like, hi, quick favor, which of these 2 designs catches your eye most? No wrong answers, just curious. Keep it short, smile, and give them space to decline. If you need consent to record a comment, offer a small incentive like a sticker or a discount card.
Logging results audio first is a superb tip. Instead of typing, record a 20-30-second voice note after each 10 interactions. Your tone and the ambient detail help later in synthesis. Later, transcribe key lines and drop them into your decision spreadsheet.
Section 3. Real-world application. Walk with me through a live field test. Prep. Pick a single hypothesis, like high contrast label increases grab rate. Pack your kit, pick a location, and set a 90-minute window. Placement is everything. Eye level when possible, consistent lighting, and remove distractions around the item.
Begin with a 5-minute calibration. Place a neutral mock and watch baseline behavior for 5 minutes. This gives you a reference. Then swap in your test variations every 10-15 minutes, alternating left-right positions so placement bias doesn't creep in. Use your tally sheet to record glance, touch, photo, and ask counts. After each switch, record a short voice note describing any verbal reactions or context.
Now, an imagination break. This is a 60-second exercise to refine a single visual idea. Ready? Close your eyes for 5 seconds, if that's safe where you are. Picture your ideal customer passing your visual. Where are they coming from? What are they holding? What's their face doing when they notice it? Now open your eyes and write 3 sensory notes. One color that would stop them, one shape they might reach for, and one microcopy line they'd say aloud.
If you completed that, congratulations! You just rehearsed empathy at speed. These sensory anchors are what you print and test first. Continue the walkthrough. After your session, synthesize. Look for simple thresholds. If one variation gets 60% more touches across 2 different slots, treat that as a signal to explore that direction. If results are close, iterate and retest with a minor variable change, color or copy, rather than scrapping both ideas. Second imagination break, 60 seconds. This time sketch for 30 seconds. Not a finished drawing, just a silhouette that emphasizes the element you think will drive attention. Then spend 30 seconds annotating one measurable metric you'll watch in the field. Done? Great. That sketch becomes your smallest testable unit.
A quick pro tip. Label your mock variations with unobtrusive codes reversed on the back. That way you can maintain anonymity during client reporting and avoid biasing viewers with design names like favorite or safe.
Key takeaways. First, prepare. Define a single hypothesis and metric. Second, test. Build a 2-hour kit and run short, repeatable sessions in at least 3 contexts. Third, translate. Use simple threshold rules to make decisions and iterate when signals are weak. Those 3 moves will dramatically lower risk and speed up creative confidence.
2 subtle CTAs. Grab the editable checklist and printable mock templates at mgwdstudios.com/submit. Register, and you'll get the kit we used in today's studio examples. And if you want a workshop or a guided session for your team, visit mgwdstudios.com to book a consult. Closing. And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly. Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something in you, hit that subscribe button, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost. Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook.